Yes, the original Mishnah. The new Mishnah that we're learning. Why does this Mishnah fit in here suddenly? Now, we're not going to answer now why does it beset the star with Hatzah. That will answer in Yirtzeh Hashem on January
26th.
Yeah, okay, we'll talk about that. That's what I said. January something. But why does this Mishnah start off with Hatzah? That's what it's all about. This Mishnah is an introduction to Hatzah. Why does it start off? Because we have to remember that we read Gemara. Mishnayos, there was no Gemara. So this is a continuation of the Mishnah Daf Ayin Gimel Amid Aleph. What's the last words of the Mishnah Daf Ayin Gimel Amid Aleph? Hamotzi Rishus Lashus. And the Rishonim say that the Tanayim like to start off from where they left off, meaning the last thing they talked about was the first thing they talked about in the next Mishnah. Oh, speaking about that, let me tell you about that. So they didn't go back to what originally they said in the beginning of learning Abbas Malachos. They ended up with Hatzah, and they say, oh, talk about Hatzah, let me tell you something about Hatzah. That's how this works. That's why this mission is here, or else there's no reason why this mission should be here. Now, don't ask me now, why is this Mishnah an Ein Gimel there? It should be in the beginning, because that's what the other question is. Why does it start off with Hatzah? That same question. We're not getting to that now. That's going to be in January. But this is a continuation of the Mishnah in the Ein Gimel. That's what it is. That's what even that's, right?
Yeah.
That's what even that's, right? Yeah. Push it. Okay. Yes.
Could it be that this
parent
is just called?
What?
Could it be that the parent is just
what does that mean? Klal Gadol. Yeah, Klal Gadol. Klal Gadol should be the first thing. Let me tell you the Klal Gadol of the Shabbos. That should be the first thing. That's 49 of its Malachos.
I mean, whatever, this parak involves different kalim, so that's why this Klal is...
Yeah, but there's kalim about other things also. About all Malachos. There are kalim about all Malachos.
But the Mishnah don't start with
Klal. And the Klal Gadol, I know. That's... But this mission starts because it's a continuation of the other. The first mission is Klal Gadol, so this mission says the old Klal. So it's a continuation of that, the old klal. You could make the old klal out of every single mission, really. You could. You could. Yeah, you could. And but that's because it's Hatzah. Hatzah is special. Anyway, Hatzah is special. Hatzah is special. Basically, you know, I don't want to say this, but you have a couple of malachos that most things are written about. What are they? Hatzah and Bishul. And Bishul. That's what Moses is written about. Bishul means everything about the 11, you know, Borer and that stuff. Yeah, that's, you know, that's the Rabbanan, the Talmud, the Rises. But you'll find Hatzah and Bishul is the big two. Okay, so this is Hatzah. Now, there's a lot of rules about Hatzah. And next term, we're going to learn all about Hatzah. It's real lumdus. It's real lumdus stuff. It's not really rules. It's lumdus stuff. This is rules. We have to learn some of the rules first. And the first rule is shear. Shear, what's the shear of carrying? Anything you carry, are you over? Anything that you carry? What? How much is it? Now, first of all, I always have to start at the beginning, you know, you might say, hey, you're starting with the Pasha stuff. I always have to start with the Pasha stuff. Beginning. There are three malachos in carrying. What are three malachos called? Hatzah, Hachnasa, and Havara. Hatzah is carrying out from Rishus HaYafa to Rishus HaRabin. Carrying out means taking a stationary object from Rishus Yachid and putting it down in Rishus Rabbim, making it stationary in Rishus Rabbim. The malacha is only stationary. How are you doing? Stationary to stationary. Okay, what's that called in Gemara Lashon? Akira and Hanaka. Akira is taking it out of a stationary place, enough is putting it into a stationary place. Then you have Haknasa, taking out of stationary place in Rishus HaRabin and putting in stationary place in Rishus HaYachid. That's two malachas of carrying. And the third malach of carrying, which some Rishonim say is the same, and some Rishonim say it's different, but it's carrying four amos. Stationary in Rishus HaRabin, taking stationary Rishus HaRabin and carrying it four amos and then making it stationary again. Those are the three. Those are three the malachos of carrying. Now, this mission is going to talk about, in this mission and many mishnayos, and how this all fits in. We're going to learn about how the other mishnayos fit in with this mishnah. But the mission gives a rule of what's the shear of carrying. Everything in Shabbos has a shear. In order to be chayav achatas. Shalom. In Israel, I met a kid who also came from South America and moved to Miami.
Really?
I don't know. But he said, oh, he knows you well.
My brother?
Maybe. No, I think he was from, you're from Peru, Chile.
Chile.
So he's from Peru.
Not my brother.
No.
What?
Not my brother. Yeah, not your brother. You know someone from Peru who lives in Miami who says he knows you well?
Perhaps Sterenthal?
Perhaps. Perhaps. Okay. Perhaps. Anyway, so now we have the Shira. Now, well, I want to get over some things before we go on. Chatzi Shir will be answered with the right. Now, whether carrying a half a shear is called chatzi shear or chatzi malacha. That's not for now. That's not for now. For now, we're going to say a half a shear is a half a shear, and it's asim midiraisa, but no chatas. Asim midiraisa, but no chatas. Yes?
I feel like usually deraisa is, I mean, I don't know. I feel like your bottom should be more stringent. Like, why would half a shear for deraisa be asir? The shear is what you're buying for.
Well, and Chatzi Shir Asim in the Torah. We learn it from places. Chatzi Shir Asim in the Torah.
Why do you Chatzi Shir as a shir?
What?
You're not allowed to do it if you're not chametz for
it. Exactly.
You
no, you're not.
Chatzi Shir is
Asim. Chatzi Shir Asim in the Torah, but not Chayav in the Torah. You don't get punished for Chatzi Shir, but it's also to do with Chatzi
Shir. So what happens if you do it?
What?
What happens if you do it?
After you die, you have to face Hashem. And say, oh no, that's what happens. Hashem says, why did you do that?
What about it? That's oh, no. A long time from now.
Yeah, now nothing. Okay? Like, what's going to happen if you eat a cheeseburger now?
You're going to get a stomachache.
Yeah, right. What's going to happen if you eat a cheeseburger
nothing.
Now?
Nothing.
Okay, that also ruins you now. Chatzishi also ruins you now. Yes.
I'm
going to
say tshuva.
What?
Tshuva, nothing.
Yeah, when it comes to Yom Kippur, you have to worry about Chatzi Shears. You do have to worry about Chatzi Shears and Yom Kippur. And Yom Kippur, you know, where all that's up. It becomes a big vote. You have to worry about Chatzi Shears and Yom Kippur. Okay, so let's go into Mishnah. Vold Klal Acher Amru. Another Klal. There was the first Klal. Exactly what the first Klal is, we've learned about that. Kol HaKosher Ratzniyah. Today is the first day of this new sugya. We're learning Pashup, okay? We have to learn Pashup. You got to get Pashup shot. You know, I hate to say this. I was in Israel now, and I can't stand it. I give so many bechinas, the guys come to me. Let me tell you a pshat that my Rebbe said. Let me tell you a good thing. I said, no. Read for me and tell me Pashup Shat. No one could do that. I can't take it. No one could do that. They're going to tell me, oh, my Rebbe said over this, and he said over this, and over this. I said, no, I don't want to hear that. Read for me Pashup Shat. Let's read Pashup Shat. They're not to do that. You got to be able to learn with your children when they get that age. According to Rashi, what does the word Matsnia mean? What does the word matsnia mean? Matzniya doesn't mean really putting it away. Even though we'll see later it might, but it doesn't mean putting it away. It means, according to Rashi, it means important. A matzniya is a level of importance. If it's important to me, kala kasher latzniya. According to Rashi, kala kasher matzniya. What does kala kasher matzniya mean? It's up to Rashi. Look at Rashi. Kala kasher latzniya shu min ha'asu l'tzarech adam. It's something that people need. Something that's important to people. It's important. Asu l'tzarech adam. It's important to people. U'matzniyin kamayil. It's a second thing. U'matzniyin kamayil is a second thing. So Rashi matzniyin kamayil kamos ze kolomar sheish bo shir haroyal atzniyah. It's a shir that is important. Meaning, there are some things that are important. There are some things that are very important. A stupid pen, right? A stupid pen. One of these real cheap pens. A pen is an important thing, right? But one of these pens that you don't care if you lose or you don't care about it at all, you just leave it all in the Medrash. Like, we clean the Medrash Erev Shabbos, there's 50 pens we put into the Gemach. Why? Because people don't care about pens. Yeah, I have 10 of those. I don't care. In order to be chayav for Shabbos, it has to be something that's important. A pen is an important thing. But it also has to be important to people. And so in itself, it has to be an important object, and it has to be important to people.
Isn't the amount?
What?
The sheer.
I would say today, one Bic pen, if you carry on Shabbos, you are not chayav. Because it's an important object, but it's not important to people.
One expensive pen you would be fired.
Oh, of course, yeah.
Rabbi, why do you have to say two? Why can't you say if it's important to people? The moment it's important to people, it's an important thing, no? Why do you come on to it? It's got to be important, and it's got to be important to people.
Oh, that's the old thing. You know, what's heavier, a pound of feathers or a pound of gold, right? You know, the old question, what's heavier, a pound of feathers? What's heavier, a pound of feathers or a pound of gold? A pound of feathers and a pound of gold. What's heavier? It's a pound. Okay? But a pound of feathers is a hush of things. It's a pound.
Right.
But it's feathers. I couldn't care about feathers. So that's why that won't be high for that. You know, a suitcase full of one of those Honduran money, might be kosher, but it's not kosher, it's money, but it's not, it's a suitcase full, it's nothing. Can't buy much with that. So for example, a big pen, would you be allowed to carry it? Would it be chay, if you carry a big pen out in Shabbos, would you be chayiv? No. Even though pens are important, but it's not the sheer of importance.
What does that mean sheer? Like if you have 10 of those.
A 10, then it would be chayav.
Yes.
But by shurim, yes, very subjective.
Shear of what?
What?
What is the shear? Shear of what? Of value?
No, shear of importance. That means, how many pens is important to you? How many pens are you not going to leave around?
What is different for everyone?
If let's say it's 10, then 10, let's say it's 50, then 50 will be chayav. It depends on what's important. But right now we're talking about most people. One pen to most people is nothing. 10 pens to most people is something. 10 will be chayiv. 9 will be pater. Okay? That's the first thing in the Mishnah. Two things. An important object, an important, and the size of that object that's important to you. Ice cream is very important to me. But a drop of ice cream, I couldn't care less. I will not be chayiv for carrying out a drop of ice cream.
Isn't that contradictory in Rashi, though?
What?
If you were to like at the end of the second Rashi
where
it says Haroi Latsnio, you would input the definition for what a Tsnia is. It's not, it wouldn't be as many as it is, it'd just be one thing. It would still be as long as it's used by a person.
Why are you saying that? Sheish bo shir Haroi Latsnio. This important object has a shear that's important to people.
That's like a shear of what? Of something that would then be important.
I don't know what that means.
Is that the same thing?
Right, isn't it the same thing?
It's the same thing. No, I don't understand. It's fine.
I'd love to hear what you have to say, but I don't understand. That means that you have to, okay, but the main point is you have to have two things. In order to be chayav for Shabbos, you have to have two things. A lot of people don't see the two things, but it's two things. Important object, enough of this object to make it important, even though it's an important object. A penny is money. Money is important. But is a penny important? No. It's not enough money. So if you carry a penny on Shabbos, you would not be chayav. Now, if you carry a dollar, you might be chayav. What?
Sell the eraser, right?
Derisa, yeah.
I think what Moses was trying to ask before was that, is it possible to only have the second one and not the first one?
That's what we're going to talk about. Okay? Right now, Rashi says, what I'm saying now is the Pnei Yeshua and Rekiva Eger. Because they believe Rashi is telling us that in order to be Chayav on Shabbos, there must be these two things. If one of these things is not there, you are not Chayav on Shabbos. Pnei Yeshua and Rekiva Eger both say that this is what the Mishnah means. You got to have two things, one thing's not good enough. Okay, let's go on. And we'll see the stira right away in the Mishnah. If you didn't see it when you learned it, now you'll see the stira right away. V'chol she'ein kosher atzniyah, but if it's something that is not kosher atzniyah, means it's not an important object, an unimportant object. Does anyone have an example of an unimportant object? What?
I'd say
dirty tissue. A tissue is unimportant, aren't it? A tissue is not. I don't know. Maybe it depends. Maybe a tissue. A rock. Okay, a rock. Maybe a rock. I mean, an unimportant object. To me it's an onion. I don't know. It's not something that most people care anything about. Just nothing. The ein matznian kamayu, and it doesn't have the shear to make it chashuv. So if it doesn't have this, votziu b'shabbos eino chayev ela matznio. If you carry down Shabbos, you are not chayev. Ela hamatznio. The only one that is chayev is a person who cares about this object, who cares about this much of the object. Okay? So let's be Rashi. This is a funny part of the Mishnah. Ein chayev ela matznil, im nasa chavav lam echad. One person loves rocks. Vitznil is a very big question, what Rashi means here, vitznil. Right now we're going to learn pashup shot. We'll go a little deeper as we go. But right now, Vitznil, when he cares about this, to watch it, to guard it, he thinks it's important. Chayev al tzaso. Yichayev an hotza im chozer votzio. If you chozer votzio. Now, Rashi is saying different than I'm saying right now. Rashi is saying different. I just want to leave it what I'm saying now. Because Rashi is talking about chozer votzio. We're going to learn about that. Wait. Avad amachar, a different person, ain't a chayev alav. He's not chayev. If someone else, if I have a pet rock, I love this rock. This rock is special to me. If someone else carries out this rock, he's not chayev. The gabei lav malachu. The guy of him, it's not a malach. That is the Mishnah. But let's talk about the second half of the Mishnah for a second. What does the second half of the Mishnah say? Let's read it again. This is hard. V'chol she'ein kasher latzniyah. Everything that's not it's not chashiv, a non-chashiv object. The ein matzniyum kamayo, and it doesn't have the shear, votziyu b'shabbos ein achayiv. So in the second half of the Mishnah, in order not to be chayiv Shabbos, how many things doesn't it have to have? Two things. It has to be non-important and non-shear. According to the Reisha, in order to be chayiv, what does it have? What does it have to have? Two things. So according to Reisha, in order to be putter, how many things could it have? One. According to Seif, in order to be putter, how many things must it have?
Two.
That is the stira between the Reisha and the Seif. Does everyone see that? It's hard to see. When you learn this, practically nobody sees this stira. But it is a stira between Reisha and Seifa. According to Reisha, you're putter if it's missing one of the Tanayim. According to Seifa, you're putter if it's missing both of the Tanayim.
Is there a reason that Rebbe is saying it in that way as opposed to saying the Reisha you're high for two and the Seifa you're high for one? Or it's the same thing?
The Reisha, see, the Sefer doesn't say that.
But it says if you don't have...
Yeah.
That's the way
basically,
the Mishnah
basically, yeah, okay. But it's the same thing. Yeah. That's why I'm reading the words. I'm reading like the Mishnah says it. The Mishnah says that you're chayiv if you have two in the Reisha. If you have one, you're putter. And the Sefer says you're putter if you have two. That would mean if you have one, you're chayiv. So the Reisha, you have one, you're putter. And the Sefer, if you have one, you're chayiv. That's the stira. Simple stira.
We're talking about everyone in one person.
Mm.
Reisha's talking about everyone.
Sefer's talking about everyone. I'm like, see, everyone else is putter.
Right.
That means everyone's putter, but that's two things. This
but
case,
the,
everyone else is putter.
It's in Matin Kamo.
Right, so it's missing two things.
It's missing
two things, and then everybody's putter except the Matsnia.
Okay, so I think I misunderstood the stira.
What?
But I think I might not be understand.
Yes. So now, in order to be putter, what do you need to be missing? How many things?
Just one.
One thing.
In
oh,
the safe
oh, oh, okay.
In order to be putter,
yeah.
What you have to be missing?
Yeah.
Two things.
Uh-huh.
That's stira.
But Rabbi, why?
Yeah, okay.
Why is Rabbi saying the word matsnia or mahatsnia is to
importance?
Yeah. Why? Is that like hiding or?
So now, the word matsnia is used because what do you do if you have something important and you want your little brother or sister to get to it? You hide it. So hiding is another word. It doesn't mean hiding. It means important. Just, if you're going a little deeper into Rashi, there will be something about hiding. But we're not up to that yet. I like to go in order. I like to go, I want you all to understand it clearly. I want to go in order. Yes.
So it seems from the words of the Seifa that it's really only going on a Adam Acher, that it's not Roy. Because inherently, for the guy who it is Matsnir, or he's five already, so it seems like the whole Seifa is only going on that Adam Acher, that he's Pother.
Tell me what you mean.
Right? The whole thing is, Kosha Inu Kosha Latsnir Ve'im Esan Kimo, but for the person who it is... Whatever it's called. It's a new over, I don't know. That's Nia, four. He is Chayev. So the
yes.
Seifa is only on the Adam Acher who's coming.
Right, and
to make
so
it up.
In the Adam Acher, what do you need to be put in this Adam Acher?
Right, it's not the original guy.
Two things.
Right, it's only Adam Acher.
Yeah, no. But it's two things. In the conjuration, you don't have the two things you got.
I just want to focus on
yes. Yeah. Okay. This is the Pnei Yeshua's Kasha. This is Rukiva Eger's kasha, not my kasha. But what's interesting is that it wasn't Rishon who asked this question. It's Rukiva Eger and the Pnei Yeshua asked this question. I don't know exactly why. It took their and the Magen Mishnah. Magen Mishnah is a Rishon. So no, I think it's a Mishnah Melech. I took the Magen Mishnah. So the Magen is a Rishon, but it took a long time for this question to come up. I don't know why. So Rekiv Eger says Pashit. Rekiv says Pashit. That he says that people are making a mistake here. So sometimes Pashit is also good. Rekiv Eger says, "V'chol she'enu kasher atznia, ve'ein matznia kamoso." What does a vav do? What does a vav do in Hebrew? What does a vav do? Rekiv Eger says you have to know Hebrew to read this Mishnah. What does a vav do? There's two vavs. There's vav hamachaber and vav hamachalik. You're smiling. You know this?
When I was reading it, I wasn't sure what it's... I thought it meant vav, but we weren't sure. Whatever it gets.
Okay. But
it
gave
this... Are you
what he means? You know, yeah. No, there's two type of vavs. There's vavs that connect, and there's vavs that separate. Yeah, there's different places in Chumash where you have these vavs. We'll have to find exactly where, if someone could think of one now. But the Rukiva says there's really two types of vavs. So the Rukiva reads this Mishnah not the way the Pnei Yeshua reads it. Rashi reads it, V'chol she'en ekashir matzniya, ve'en matzniyim kamaru. That's a vav ha-machaber, and you need two things. Gibri says, ve'en matzniyim kamaru, so vav is or. Vav ha-machab means or.
Why wouldn't it be consistent?
What?
Why wouldn't it be consistent?
With, that's why Pnei Yeshua is a very good question, because in the Resha, it's vav ha-machab. The Sefer would be vav
that's
why the Pnei Yeshua is a question. Gibri says, for some reason, it doesn't have to be. There's two type of vavs, and we don't have the mission doesn't have to be consistent, which is a rule that we know is never like that. That's the first question most Gemaras is: hey, the mission has to be consistent, and here the mission is consistent. You're right.
So how does it answer the kasha?
No. So if the vavs is not, so it means or either one. If it's missing one, you're putter. That's the ratio. That is the ratio. What was the steer? In the ratio, if you're missing one, you're putter. And the Sefer has to be missing two. But if it says or, then it's saying you're missing one.
But then you could say I already know that. Can you say I already know that?
What?
Then
that's a different
separate issue.
That's a separate issue. What does the Sefer teach us and what does the Rashi teach us? We'll see. We have to learn. That's another question. What is this Rashi Sefer teaching us? We'll see. Yes.
As I understand, the Rashi is or?
No, the Rashi is for sure. The with and.
I thought the safe was the conjunction.
No, the safe is or, and the ratio is
the ratio is the kasha latzni.
So yes, the ratio need both. The you need both to be chayiv.
Oh, I'm saying with regards to putter. Oh, to be putter.
And as to be putter, it's or.
The ratio is the or.
No, the safe is the or. The safe is talking about the putter. The ratio is talking about the chayiv.
And therefore, there's no one. There's no zero.
See, who's told, what? Which part of the mission talks about putter? The ratio of the Sefer.
The Sefer?
The Sefer. The ratio talks about chayiv.
Okay. What about the end where it says, Eino chayiv ela ha-matzniyo? That's mashing that all you need is to be matzniya and you're going to be chayiv. It should say, ela chayiv ela matzniyo v'gam,
So according to Rashi, Pashup Shat is that matznia means I'm a matznia. That means when I matznia something, I do both. I hold the thing chashiv and the shear is chashiv. That's when you're a matznia, you're doing both.
Kind of changing around the case then.
Yes. Yeah.
Or now we're saying, oh, but it's both within your thighs.
It's a hard mission. Yes, it's a very hard mission. Yes, Rashi doesn't say that. We're not to what Rashi means. Because what Rashi says is a very hard thing. We'll see. But we just learned the Mishnah. I hope during Seder, when you learn this Mishnah, this is what you have to come out with. During Seder, you should have come out with, hey, what's this Mishnah talking about? What's going on here? That's a steer in the Mishnah. You have to grade it carefully. Yes.
I don't know if I'm asking this, but why don't we say the first Mishnah?
What?
Why don't we say the ratio is or and seifa is and?
Oh, so that's the Pnei Yeshua, where he has rayas to the, that you need both of them. You need both. Okay? We'll see. I don't want to learn it all inside right now. I want to say just the introduction. I just want to learn a little bit just as the introduction. That is Rashi's way of looking at the Mishnah. Now we have to look at the Rambam's way of looking at the Mishnah. The Rambam translates this Mishnah entirely different than Rashi. You don't have this a lot, where the Rambam's translation is entirely different than Rashi's translation. Everyone turn to the Rambam. The Rambam is right before the Rif. It's finished with Shnayis Rambam. Right before the Rif. It's on page Vav. In the Oz V'Hadar, it's on page Vav in the period of the Mishnayos. You have it in the back of your Oz, you don't know where it is. I think yours has the Mishnayos with Vav in. It's also here from here?
I'm not
here. What?
I'll see here.
You have it. Let me see your gun tomorrow. Yeah, you have it. Right before the rest. No, it's good. What more do you have, Mandy? What number do you have?
I like the cheaper Rosanna.
They don't have it. Sure. Yeah. So, you have one there?
This will happen.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, I won't have it. I can't believe it. You don't have it. Okay. That's the real cheaper. It's the Ian Cow. In Israel, I come up there. What do you learn? Well, we learn Ian and then we learn Bikias, but we also learn Ian Cow. What's Ian Cow? Oh, so I asked, what's Ian Cow? Bikias is Gemara and some Rashi's. Ian Kal is Gemara Rashi and Tosfos. Okay. How come I never learned about that thing? Yeah. What do you do with Bikias Market? Ian Kal?
No.
Oh, Bikias.
No. I'm an Ian.
No way.
Yes, we do.
There's no we. You're here. It's not we. It's they. Who are we? Where are you?
His heart is there, heavy.
Okay. Don't go on me. Don't leave. Okay. That was my point. You don't have to say the point. He understood the point. I don't have to say it. Help me with this. I've learned this about 20 times. I still have trouble with it. Kasher Latznia. He starts with saying Kasher Latznia. Kolomar. What does this mean? Roy Latznia Oshomro. The Yeshbo to Ellis. Velo Yafsid Kisher. So he says, what does Kasher Latznia mean? Kasher Latznia means that something that's not going to get ruined if you leave it. Something's not going to get ruined. For example, milk. You don't have a refrigerator, and you just milked your cow, and you have a bottle of milk. The Rambam says a bottle of milk is not kosher latznia. You don't put away milk. That's the first thing the Rambam says different than Rashi. Kosher latznia means I'm only chayiv on Shabbos for things that do not spoil. If something spoils,
but,
I'm not chayiv for carrying.
But
if
one of them says, let's say I have a fridge and I won't spoil, so then now it becomes something that's kosher latznia.
Right, yes, yeah, 100%. The milk today would not be milk in the Rambam's time. Exactly, yeah.
Spoiled that day.
What?
Spoiled that day or short
it, it's probably that day. So we're talking about kosher milk. Yeah, you ever notice that kosher milk spoils so much faster than math doesn't show up? I don't know why. Okay. What? No, but it's not kosher. It's called Yisrael. I don't know. Kosher milk spoils right away. I don't know why.
It's a scam.
What is the scam?
They want you to pay more money. Okay. The meat costs more expensive than
okay.
The milk costs
more expensive. Okay. So let's see Baiter. So that's the first thing the Rambam says. The word matzniya in the Mishnah doesn't mean important, like Rashi says. It means unspoilable. I don't know a good word for it. I don't know if that's English, unspoilable. But unspoilable.
Unperishable?
Unperishable. Okay.
Non-perishable.
Non-perishable, right. A non-perishable. That's a good word. A non-perishable. Umatznian kamo. So according to Rashi, what does the matznian kamo go talk about?
Shear.
What is wrong? So matznian kamo, what's lomar? Ki minig b'nei adam latznian. It's a minig of b'nei adam to put them away. What does that mean? Ki yesh devarim, there are things, ilu hay matznian ma'isam, hay nishmarim, there are things that are non-perishable. There are things that are non-perishable. So we just said, Yechayev for non-perishables. Does that mean all non-perishables are Yechayev on Shabbos? So Dr. Rambam, that's the second half of the Mishnah. It's not all non-perishable. There are things that are non-perishable. Aval eim atzin oso. The eim shamrim oso. But you don't put them into your closet. You don't guard them. You don't watch them. Merov mitziyasam ba'osam makam. This is a lesson in economics. Because there's so much of it, it's almost worthless.
But
so much
water,
of it. What?
Water.
Water, yeah, water. I don't know. I was shocked when I realized something. I went once to the gas station, and I was filling up my car with gas, and I was hungry. And I went and I bought a bottle, a little bottle of water. And I took it out, and I looked at the price of the gas, and I realized that the water cost twice as much as the gas. You realize that? The water cost twice as much as the gas. It was $2 a gallon, and this was a pint of water. It was also $2. That means it costs so much. Water costs more than gas. I wouldn't mention water. Water is expensive.
Sorry, guys.
But anyway, but there are things that are not perishable, but are not clutching in people's eyes. They're worthless, even though it's not perishable. A tissue, maybe. Uprisusun shum. Because some things, merov mitziyasun, bozim makom chasin shum, things go up in value, a low value, on how much there is. That's basic economics. Supply and demand. If there's a big supply, it's worth less. If there's a big demand, it's worth more. Supply and demand. Ukashay yichol ze hadavar, eilu shnei nyanim. So again, the Rambam says, in order to be chayev, you got to have two things. But two things entirely different than the Rambam, than the Rashi says. Kol mi shotzia osim devarim vascharos b'shabbos. If you take any of these devarim, which are things, or skorish, which are, you know, food, see the soul food. Hashir shenavar chayev. B'shabbos hashir shenavar chayev. If you take out the right shear, you are chayev. Now, this is a very good addition, because we have to figure out in Rashi what that means. If you read 20 Mishnayos in Shabbos, they'll tell you the shear for carrying. This is this, this, and this, this, and this. According to Rashi, does it make sense to say shiurim? No. It's very subjective how much you care about. According to Rambam, no. According to Rambam, what's our mission talking about? The two things that you need to be chayev. One, it has to be non-perishable. Two, it has to be little supply. I mean, a lot of demand. If there's tremendous supply, it's also not chayev on Shabbos. Now, in order to be chayev, what do you need? Three things, according to Rambam. You need those two things and the shear, and a certain shear. Everything has a certain shear. So according to the Rambam, in order to be chayev, you'll need three things. The two things, the Mishnah plus a shear.
It's the non-perishable.
Non-perishable. And it's not cheap. If it's cheap on the market, there's a million of them on the market. But then you also have to have a certain shear in order to be chayev. That means if something's non-perishable and it's very expensive, but if it's only a little bit, if it's a fleck of silver, you also won't be chayev. If it's a little bit, you need a shear. Yes. That we don't know. That the Rambam takes from the Mishnah. That means what? The Rambam, yeah, that's the question.
The
Rambam's words, kasher latznia, is Rashi says talks about importance. The Rambam says no. What does that latznia mean? Put away in my closet. What do you put in your closet? Non-perishables. That's the Rambam. The Rambam reads the Mishnah as it is. Matzniel, put in your closet. Yes.
I
say only that. I'd say only that Shabbos. I'm not sure. I'm not sure yet. I'm not sure yet. What?
Not the last day. Like it's not the last Shabbos.
I don't know. I've never seen anybody. Well, see, we didn't live in those days. I can say I've never seen anybody put milk in a closet. But, yeah, because we have a refrigerator.
Yeah. When the milk man delivers milk every day,
yeah.
It lasts for the next day.
I don't know. Okay, so maybe, so let's not use milk. Let's not use milk.
Only if it was never put in.
Let's use mayonnaise. Let's use mayonnaise. You leave mayonnaise at the table Shabbos morning until Shabbos Shudas. Use it, some Danish tuna fish or some egg salad. It's spoiled. I have a stomachache right away. Or chopped liver. Chopped liver is the worst. Yes. Okay, filter fish.
You just say stop. I mean, something which if you didn't do anything to it, preserve it specifically, then you would be worried about leaving it out.
Okay. But what's interesting is, according to Rambam, you have a whole new halachas. Yep. You're not to carry on Shabbos. Hey, you're allowed to carry so many things on Shabbos. If it's perishable, you carry it on Shabbos according to the Rambam. It's perishable.
A million times more mako.
A million times more mako. What? Yes.
The whole thing of put it in your pocket more than put it away in a closet. I'm saying the whole thing is that we're talking about carrying. It's not something that you'd be putting in your pocket. So I'm saying what is kosher that you'd be hiding away from everyone else?
Well, what's interesting is that when you learn the first parak, pockets are a big shiloh. Pockets even go into the halacha of hotzah. They didn't really deal with pockets. They didn't have pockets in those days, really.
They had like a money wallet or whatever.
That's something else. But they didn't have pockets. But that's the Rambam. It's very easy. So according to Rambam, I just want to get this straight. You need three things in order to be chayav on Shabbos carrying. Non-perishable, something that's worth something, and the sheer of that. And or else you could carry on Shabbos, or else you might
carry it. Why would you be carrying it on Shabbos then? If it's something that you want to be, that's you already want it in your closet, and whatever, hidden away.
Bring it there.
You know, that type of question. Why?
I know. Says it's something that you wouldn't mind leaving out.
That type of question, why would you do it, is not what's nageyas. Nageyas means if for some reason you want to do it. Are you chai for doing it or not?
I'm asking that to try and define the.
But the problem is, according to Rambam, non-perishable. What's non-perishable? According to Rambam's day, or according to Tanayim's day, we don't know exactly what that is. We have no idea what that is. We just have to take that to our day. And laws in supply and demand. If there's a big supply and it's worth very little, we don't know exactly how worth. You cannot give a price. The Rambam does. The Rambam just says, if there's a lot of it, you can do it. And then the third thing is we know. There's a Mishnayis for almost everything with a shear. And that we know. Yes?
So, I'm a bit confused from the second point around that. Is it based on the value of the object or based on the rarity of the object?
Rarity makes value.
Necessarily.
I always read the law of supply and demand.
I'm saying if you have a, a four-leaf clover, right? That's rare, but it's not very valuable.
Right, depends to who.
Right, but overall,
you're Irish.
I
don't have to answer that question. I really don't know.
Or like a flower.
I don't know.
It's a nice flower.
You can find a million.
Can you sell it?
I think that in order to that question, in order to answer that question, we have to know what the safe is saying. Because you talk about the safer. There's a matznio in the safer. There is a matznio in the safer, right? Let's see. 1 second. Kol mishalsi mosa dvarim miskorish b'shabas shir shenazbar chayiv. The mosa davar chaser elu shnei dvarim. If it's missing these two things, shlo yir royal atzniyay. It's not something that it's perishable. Ushein matzninah so bnei adam. Same question. What the vav here is ushein matzninah bnei adam. Ubazeh b'tznio, but somebody did do it. Also, that means, so the Rambam is saying, what's the safe for the mission telling us? The safe for the mission telling us, if you don't care, and you take a bottle of milk and put it in your closet, and then on Shabbos, and you carry that out, you will be chayiv. But if someone else carries out, he'll be putter. That's the safe for the mission. Safe for the mission is talking about, you don't care about spoilage. And so some of them doesn't care about spoilage, then he'll be chayiv for taking this out on Shabbos. Yes, Mandy.
I think Yonatan said before, I don't know if Rebbe said it, but shouldn't it say three things as opposed to two things?
Yeah, so very good. So the third thing, according to Rambam, which is not according to Rashi, is a given. The given is everything has a shear.
Rashi agrees with that?
Rashi doesn't, not yet. Rashi says, what Rashi says, one of the things is shear. That's not a given. Rashi says,
but they agree to that. Rambam and Rashi both agree to that, that the shear is a relevant thing.
But the Rambam, it's not a changing thing.
Doesn't change.
There's three, so it doesn't change. But according to Rambam, it's two things that change, but the third thing, you have to have a shear. Like a milk. How much shear is a milk? I say a bottle of milk. Question is milk perishable or not? Or is that a lot of milk or a little milk? The sheer is a bottle. According to Rashi, the sheer is the second thing.
Okay.
So it's very different. So according to Rashi, it's one of the two things. Because the Mishnah only says two things. According to Rashi, sheer is one of the two things. According to Rambam, sheer is separate. Two things, and the sheer is a given. And Baruch Hashem, we started the sugya. I'm happy to be back. We'll continue tomorrow. There's a lot to learn here.